I am in divine order. I am in divine order. How often would I like to say of myself, I am in divine order? And how often do I find that I'm not in divine order because I'm not listening to the divine within me and hearing what it has to tell me about myself? When I listen to the divine within me and hear what it has to tell me about myself, I find out that I am really walking a very beautiful path. I am reaching out and touching the lives of others, not because I want to help them be better or help them accomplish their goals, but because I reach out and I say, I love you with the unconditional love that I love myself. I reach out and say, this is a wonderful world, because that is who I am. I reach out and say, everything in this world is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I say, I am divine order. I am in divine order. As I say I am in divine order, what am I saying? I am saying that I am listening to the divine within me and following whatever it has to say at all times. Now, the divine within me doesn't tell me how to help other people in their lives. That's putting my nose in their business. The divine in me never tells me how I should tell other people what is important for them to do. The divine in me never tells me what is something that I should do. The divine in me never gives me advice or advice to anyone else. The divine in me is and is. The divine in me is something that I live, something that I experience, something that I know, something that I feel, something that is beautiful for me. I look at all the world, and in all the world, I find every single person to be absolutely wonderful. In all the world, I find every single person to be uplifting, rewarding, beautiful, fantastic. In all the world, there is only a reflection of me, because I am in divine order. If ever I look at anything in the world and think that it needs to be improved or thinks that it needs to be changed, the change has to come in me first. The change has to come out of the depth of my own heart, which says, all is in divine order now. If I created all things in divine order, then they should be that way. If the divine in me created all things in divine order, then all things should be in divine order at all times. The only time anything gets out of divine order in me is when I begin to try to live the life of another, when I begin to try to understand why people are the way they are, why people have such attitudes that they do, and why people have such feelings that they do, that they feel that the world is not beautiful and not good and they want to change it. This is how most of our politicians are. They want to get out and help change the world. If our politicians would just get out and be themselves and have fun, but if our politicians would get out and say, this is a glorious country, this is a glorious world, this is a glorious, and we're just making it even better by providing it with all of the assets that it can possibly have. What a glorious world that is. They can indeed say, I am in divine order. You and I can indeed say, I am in divine order when we take the past, when we take the present, we take the future, and we just let it be. And we live in the now. And we say, I am in divine order now. And when I say I am in divine order now, there's no anticipation or frustration. There's no expectation of the future or no desire that the past be changed. It's only living in the now and saying, this is a great world that I live in. It's a great and wonderful world that I live in because it's a world that I have created out of my heart, out of my soul, out of my being. It is who I am. Oh, if we walk our path and we say all is in divine order, many people will misunderstand us. Many people will think that we're cold and unfeeling. We will say to them, I am in divine order, and yet I'm suffering from some illness. But I say I am in divine order because that's the truth about me. That's the truth about you. You come to me and you say you have a problem, and I say all is in divine order. Whatever problem you have because you have accepted it. Now, accept the truth about yourself that all is in divine order, that you are a radiant center of everything that is good and beautiful and true. And when you know that, then you realize that you see all the world as your reflection. If you're a master, you see the world a master. If you are not a master, you see the world needing improvement. And unfortunately, too many of us, we see the world as needing improvement. We want to get out and fix things up. We want to get out and change things. And when we want to get out and change things, what are we doing? We're putting a cause in motion that says we don't like ourselves. We're putting a cause in motion that says we are not a good creator of who we are. We put a cause in motion that says this is not so cool. And truly, it is cool. Truly, it is wonderful. Truly, it is beautiful. Let go and let the divine in you be revealed today in all of its beautiful ways. Let go and let the purity and goodness of all truth be manifest in you right now. Let go and let God in all ways be you right now. Be the master that you are, because that's how you are designed. That's how you are created. You are created to live in an ideal body, a spiritually whole and perfect body right now. You are created to be a fantastic being right now. And it's only when we feel for people, when we feel for life, when we feel that we have to make a change in something rather than in ourselves, there we find we have a fruitless task. We have a task that never can seem to be accomplished. We have a task that tells us that we are bad and the world is bad and all's got a hang up, and really it doesn't. If you can look with the eyes of the divine in you, as I seek to look with the eyes of the divine in me at all things, I see life good and very good. I see everyone good and very good. I see peace everywhere. And that peace makes me feel just absolutely fulfilled and perfect right now. It's my choice. It's my decision. It's my enjoyment. It's my delight. And it is who I am. When you can say this for yourself, then it is who you are. Can you say, I am in divine order? I am in divine order. 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 It doesn't matter if anyone else in the entire world says that. As long as you say that, you are all that count. You are all that makes the difference. And you say, all is in divine order, and the whole world is covered with your blanket of unconditional divine order love. And all the unconditional divine order love is just so fantastic. It is so amazing. We have to keep ourselves from being told by other people that we are not in order. We have to keep ourselves from being told by other people that we have improvements to make. We have to keep ourselves being told that there is something in life that is not good. Because if we believe that, there is no hope for us. There's no chance for us to live a happy, harmonious, joyful, and fulfilled life. It's only when we realize that all is in divine order now, that all is beautiful now, that all is magnificent now. It's only when we feel that and know that and are that, that we experience it. So today, you can experience that by going within to your own magical self that says, all is in divine order. I am in divine order. And it is so. You go fishing with fishermen and they say, do you know how to fish? And you say, no, but I'll watch you and learn. Well, it doesn't quite work that way. Oh, yes, it does work that way. When I see your balanced attitude, your balanced idea, I see your expectation, I see your realization, I too can fish in just that same way. I too can be in peace. I too can walk the pattern of life and be the master as I walk in peace. Walk in peace today. It is your choice, your gift, your reality. It is all that you are. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.